This final compromise bill is an unfortunate reflection of the partisan and hurried nature of the tax reform debate that has consumed Washington for the past month. What congressional leadership has come up with is a patchwork of handouts for the wealthiest corporations and individuals in our country that will be paid for by family farmers, ranchers, the lower and middle class, and future generations. We strongly urge Congress to reject such severely flawed legislation. Past efforts at tax reform have at least begun with the goal of being deficit neutral. We are extremely disappointed such an important goal was abandoned in the crafting of this legislation. With a $666 billion 2017 fiscal year deficit and $20.6 trillion of national debt, we are on an unsustainable fiscal path. Plans to cut entitlement programs appear to already be underway for 2018. We are concerned over such cuts and further concerned that federal spending cuts will target future farm programs at a time when there is a critical need to improve the safety net for farmers who are now experiencing a 50% loss of net farm income since the current farm bill went into effect. Repealing the mandate will make the health insurance marketplace even more unstable than it currently is, and will make it far more difficult for Congress to address increasing premium costs. Repeal of the individual mandate is particularly troublesome for farmers and ranchers who are older and more likely to have pre-existing conditions than the average person. Those that cannot risk going uncovered will face premium costs that are 10% higher than they otherwise would be. Increasing the income level subject to the top tax rate while also reducing the top rate is the type of regressive taxation that disadvantages small and medium-sized family farmers.